business. We bind confusion. We bind a civil war. We lift our voice. We lift our voice to you today. We lift our voice, oh Lord. Oh Lord, release your power and let your presence fall. One more time. I want you to decree it in your finances. I want you to decree it in your home. I want you to decree it in Waynesboro, North Carolina. I want you to decree it across the Carolinas. Release your power and let your presence fall. Come on, everybody. We cry. Lift your voice. We cry. Your son, that's your daughter, this is your country. We cry, lift your voice today, lift your voice today. We cry, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible said the righteous cry, and the Lord hear them and deliver them out of all their situations and troubles. I want everybody here to cry for America. Come on, cry out for our country, tears of thee. Come on, this is our land of liberty. Cry out, everybody. Cry out, everybody. Lift your voice. Lift your voice. God bless America. God bless America. God bless America. God bring peace to America. God bring deliverance to America. Bind the devil in America. Lift your voice. Lift your voice. Lift your voice. We cry. Hamamamasa. Ayanadadadoshandayasa. We cry. Ayanadasa. We cry. Make your presence known right now. Make your presence known. Make your presence known. Right where you are, decree it right now. God, make your presence known now. Come on, decree it. Make your presence known now. Make your presence known now. Come on, right now. Make your presence known. You there that are waiting, decree, God, make your presence known. Jesus, we thank you for our presence here today. We ask you now to think through my mind and speak through my mouth. Give me what to say and how to say. I thank you, Lord, for everyone under the sound of my voice in this place right now that believe in God, that God will send the rain and settle the devil's dust in America. Bring peace to America. Hallelujah. Bring unity to America. Bind all divisive and destructive languages in the name of Jesus. And let your glory, hallelujah. Come on, say, Lord, get your glory, get your glory. Get your glory. Everybody tell them, get your glory. Be glorified, God. Be glorified, God. When the righteous are in control. Hallelujah. Come on, come on. When the righteous lead, God, be glorified. The anointing that's on this word rests heavy upon me now. It's about to be life and not death to these people. In the matches and bow in the name of Jesus, we pray. Every believer said, thank God and amen. I don't want you to hold nothing. I want you to give God praise for what you're anticipating that God would do here. And I want you to give God his biggest praise. Come on, give God great praise. Everybody give him great praise. Great praise. Come on, my mind. For your sons, your daughters, for this our country, tis the day, our sweet land of liberty. Give God praise for America, the place where we were born. Give God praise for where you were born in America. Yeah, thank God for your country, your county, your city. Give God praise, because when you were praised, God gets up to see the glory. He'll come in the midst of you. He'll change conditions, situations, and circumstances in your life. Give God praise. Be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And as I was sitting and making my final preparations, I could hear Elder Loretta praying. And the more I heard her pray, the more I felt the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And God said to me, you know what America needs right now? He don't need our commentary. America needs our prayers. Hallelujah. Come on, say, Lord, this is my country. Come on, talk to me. Don't tell me about no boats and no ship. This is my country right here. I was born here and bred here. Come on, say, God bless. God bless America. All the preachers in America talking about last week's events. I'm not joining that dialogue. Right now, God needs, instead of boots on the ground, he needs some knees on the ground. Come on, say, Lord, help me put my knees on the ground. Yeah. Yeah, you don't need fans up, you need hands up. Knees on the ground and what? Hands up. Hands up. Knees on the ground, hands up. I'm going to continue my dialogue with you based on Joshua 10 chapter. And the powerful song, the powerful worship we just heard this morning, grateful for it, Joshua 10 chapter and verse number 12, just verse number 12. Well, we'll start 11 and 12 and we'll go forward. The Bible said, and it came to pass as they fled from before Israel and were in the going down to Bethoron, that the Lord cast down great stones from heaven upon them, unto Azekah, and they died. They were more which died with the hailstones than they whom the children of Israel slew with the sword. Verse 12 says, then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel, and he said in the sight of Israel, sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and hasted it not to go down about a whole day. And verse 14 is interesting as well. And there was no day like that before it or after it, that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of man, for the Lord fought for Israel. The Lord did what? Fought for Israel. In the book of Isaiah 1 and 19, Isaiah 1 and 19, these two scriptures will be background, and I may not say a whole lot about them. I will say them in my commentary. He said, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. If you be what? You should eat the good of the land. I want to talk to you on the subject, how to walk in favor that accelerates time. I want you to talk about how to walk in favor that accelerates time. When I talk about time, I'm talking about the productivity of how things happen. We think, you know, things are moving fast. When we started out in 2025, there was a lot of changes in America that took place fast. Everybody say fast. Yeah, they undone years of necessary things and made them look unnecessary, bringing us to where we are in America today. But how do we walk in favor? How do we get in favor with God that accelerates that time? Let me first talk to you about that, and then I'll come back and talk about a couple of points. Point one, your obedience. Favor flows from a yielded heart. Favor flows from a yielded heart. Your obedience. Whose obedience? I don't need everybody to participate, just my personal obedience. I'm going to say my personal obedience. Now, it's going to be more powerful if two or three of us get together, touch and agree, and obeying and submitting to the will of God. But it's always what? Obedience. If we are willing and obedient, we shall eat the good of the land. Number two, just so you can have in your records, faith. Believing God can accelerate destiny, faith would activate divine acceleration. Believing that God will accelerate destiny, your faith will accelerate or activate divine acceleration. Believing that God can accelerate destiny, your faith activates divine acceleration. And I can use for the scripture, the book of Habakkuk 2 and 3. The Bible says, for vision is yet for an appointed time. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Oh, I can't wait to talk about that. There's another one. There it is. Number three, integrity. Say integrity. I know we talk about grace and we fall down and we get up, but there is a way in which we should conduct and hold ourselves. Integrity is a set of rules by which a man governs himself by. But I trust that your rules are based on the scripture, based on what God says, based on what God expects or will command you, because your integrity, called favor, is sustained by character. Favor is sustained by character. Favor is done what? Sustained, held together, made to stand by character, not just your gift, not just because you can prophesy, not just because you have faith, not because you have any of the faith, even though the Bible talks about the gifts that the Holy Spirit gives. Once you are out, when your character gets out of place, your gift in front of the Holy Spirit shuts down. And you can be having a gift, but not necessarily empowered by God. That's why the Bible said, not every spirit is from God. Not every gift that you have is God empowered. It's not always God empowered. Yeah. The Bible said all these should work by the self-same gift, meaning the Holy Spirit, the self-same Spirit. But not all of us walking in gifting is created or empowered by God. That's important for you to know. So faith is sustained by character and not gifts. Faith is sustained by character and not gifts. It is this faith that accelerates, that will accelerate time and destiny for you. Number four, very, very important, gratitude and stewardship manage what God accelerates. Gratitude and stewardship manages what God accelerates. Gratitude and stewardship manages what God has accelerated. See, it's not enough for you just to be blessed. You got to be thankful. Amen. And then you got to honor God with it. And we saw that throughout everywhere Abraham, everywhere Joshua went, everywhere he won at an accelerated pace. And you know Joshua moved. In fact, Joshua never backslid. No, Joshua was faithful to the day he died. In fact, he made a very very powerful statement. He said, you should cling to the Lord your God. As you have all these years, the reason why you've experienced so much favor and so much acceleration of time is because you've been clinging to God. Look at your neighbor and say, don't you let go of God. Don't you let go. You hold on him all the days of your life. Cling. And Joshua ended his stay by saying, for me and my house, we're going to do what? There are going to be some difficulties, but me and my house, we're going to do what? There are going to be some pressures, but for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. That's a strong principle. When God accelerates favor, the doors and opportunities, it is not just for our convenience. It is a trust he places in us. Favor comes with responsibility and gratitude plus stewardship. are the keys to sustaining. So we'll break it down when I get an opportunity. I'll break it down. Let's go back to where I started from the beginning. How do we walk now in that favor? I wanted to give you those 4 points for walking in that favor, but I got stuck on this acceleration piece. Divine acceleration in the Bible refers to moments when God intervenes rapidly to accomplish his will. I need somebody right now that needs God to intervene rapidly. I need you to do it quickly. One or two people. That's your response just almost knocked me down. I need him to do it quickly. See, when people got an urgent situation, they don't walk into the hospital. They run into the emergency room. When they get calls, they're in a hurry to get there. No, they sit on floor and so. No, stop me. I like situation on last week. You can't stop me. I got to get here. I got to go. So you know, divine acceleration in the Bible refers to moments when God intervenes rapidly to accomplish his will, removing delays and obstacles to achieve his purpose at an impossible speed. Lord have mercy. I need him. I need him now. Anybody need him now? I need God to show up now. I need him more now than later. I feel a right now type move, a right now necessity for God to accelerate something in your life and even in my life. See, favor. This the concept. You can see this concept illustrated by three different people in the Bible. Number one, the fulfilled Elijah outrunning Ahab. Write that down. Elijah outrunning Ahab. I'll come back to it. Joseph's rapid rise to power. Come on, say rapid rise to power. Favor calls you to rapidly rise to authority over a situation that could probably defeat you in other given time. But it's a rapid rise to power. And Paul and Silas' prison escape, you know, all demonstrated when God's power is involved, impossible progress can occur swiftly. Listen, when God's power is involved, impossible progress can occur swiftly. Believers can experience divine acceleration through our obedience, our faith, and consistent prayer. You got to keep praying. Whatever you do, don't stop praying. I think I talked this principle years ago. I tell you, a man with his head on right, don't ever stop praying for his son or his daughter. If you got your head on right, you don't ever stop praying for a son or what? Or daughter. Come and say, I keep praying. I think the songwriter was, don't stop praying. The Lord is nigh. Don't stop praying. He'll hear your cry. Come on, the Lord has promised, and his word is what? True. If you don't stop, what would he do, saints? He'll answer you. So we want to consistently stay at that level. See, favor brings supernatural speed by removing natural delays. I want everybody with some natural delays in your way that's hindering something that you need done. Come on, say, I decree today, that my favor with God will remove these delays in the name of Jesus. Come on, say, delay, dissipate. It's got to go. Come on, say delay, dissipate in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. See, if favor brings supernatural speed by removing natural delays, accelerating divine processes. See, there's a process we all go through when we're living by faith, right? How many of you are living by faith? Trusting God, right? Come on, say God, accelerate this process. I can't do it, but God can. God can accelerate this process. And I'm going to show you by scriptures some areas that have been accelerated on behalf of believers. So believers can experience divine acceleration through their obedience. Now, God can call the process to accelerate and cause the events to align beyond human ability. What normally takes years of labor, connections or striving can happen in a moment of God's favor. What normally takes years, I mean, the process is long, but it can accelerate according to God's favor. And I know there's some things that we are probably personally dealing with right now, and we need God to accelerate it. We're in the process. Thank God for the process. Thank you for the process. Thank you for the process. But now God accelerated. I'm in it, but now accelerate. Let me show it to you scripture wise. Genesis 41, 39 through 41. Genesis 41, verses 39 through 41. You find a man by the name Joseph. We know Joseph's situation. We know Joseph, for the most part, was a good boy. But everywhere Joseph went, God was with him. Even when he was in prison, God was with him. Even when he was accused falsely and had to serve time, God was with him. See, Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed, watch this, for as much as God has show thee all this, there's none so discreet and wise as thou art. Now remember, a night before Joseph was in prison. Just a night. You know, they went and got him out of prison. They gave him a shower. They shaved him. They cleaned him up. Gave him that retro Egypt look. Yeah, got him all tanned up, got his hair cut, fit just right, shaved his beard off, and cleaned him up and put him on some of that retro style clothes and had him ready to go meet Pharaoh. When Pharaoh saw him, he showed him the dream. A couple days later, that night, everybody say that night, Joseph spent the night in the palace. Watch this. He went from the prison to the palace that night. Ah, y'all don't hear me. Come on, say from the prison to the palace that night. And so he said, Pharaoh went on to say to him in verse number 40, he said, this then, he said, thou should be over my house. Wait a minute. He spent one night. Lord have mercy. I need you to understand. God moved him. I want you to see it. I'm showing you how God can accelerate due to favor. First of all, you need to acknowledge the favor of the Lord is with me. Favor equals presence. So I want you to praise God for his presence being with you right now. That's kind of slow. Y'all know. Favor equals presence. Praise God for his presence being with you. I don't care what the situation is like. I don't care if your back backed up against the wall. I don't care if you don't know what you do. Praise God for his presence with me. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, the Lord is with me. Come on. The Lord is with me. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, the Lord is with me. Yeah. So that night, Joseph was in prison a night ago. He's gotten a shower, he's got a shave, he's got a retro look now. He's talking to Pharaoh. Pharaoh tells him the dream. He gets to spend a night in the palace. The next day, Joseph breaks the dream down and tells him what the Lord is saying. And that night, Joseph went from the prison to the palace to second in charge. Come on. Y'all not ready for this. I see. He said, people, listen, thou shalt be over my house. Listen, he been in the prison. In the prison, you under the house. Ah, yeah. But today you're going to be. Okay. Y'all not ready. Y'all, come and say the favor of the Lord's with me. And what has been over me, I'm going over it. What has dominated me, I'm going to dominate it. Cut the favor of the Lord. Look, he said, in verse number 41, he said, and Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. Now, he said, I didn't just put you up, I gave you authority. Jesus said, my God, in my name you should cast out devils. In my name you should lay hands on the sick. See, instead of being sick, you get a rule over sickness. Y'all will figure it out. Come on, tell your neighbor, say, instead of being sick, and over this sickness, it's time to take authority over sickness. Because if a man can give it to another man, how much more authority can God give you? I declare in the name of Jesus. See, let me slow down. Joseph, after being in prison, rose to second in command in Egypt. And in a very short time, Joseph went from the prison to the palace in a single day. Years of waiting suddenly turned into an immediate acceleration. Favor doesn't just open doors. It collapses timelines. Shababasa. Shandarabo shabasa. Come on, say favor is not just going to open the door for me. It's going to break up some timelines. There's a timeline between me and where God wants me to be that'll get ready to break. Come on, somebody. Come on, say there's some timelines that are shattering right now because the favor of God is on my life. Somebody say yeah. I'm just trying to show you this morning how divine acceleration works in the Bible. Go to the book of Acts 16 to 26. I don't think I'm going to read it all, but I'm going to read you enough to know how it can work. Acts 16, verse 16 through 26. It came to pass, we went to prayer. A certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought up masters much gain by soothsaying. In other words, you know, you get up every morning going to your job. You get up every morning trying to follow the process that God has given you. You get up every morning trying to do the things that God wants you to do, and who always gets in the way? Come on, somebody, the devil somewhere. Somewhere, the devil just show up. I was talking to one of my bishops last night. He said, boy, sometimes it just don't seem like I can get a break. And sometimes it seems like you think there's trouble on every side, there's frustration on every side. You got things right now you need to happen in your life, and it looks like the devil got his hands on it. Like everything around you is moving, but not your stuff. Because devil, God, and I want to stress this. Come on, I said it seemed like. I didn't say it was. Verse number 17 said, he said, the same followed Paul and us, cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way. And you know what? That's what happened every day. The devil found you knowing that you're, you know what? The devil found you knowing the favor of God is with you. The devil found you knowing that the presence, you know what? He hopes you find you in a moment where you're so doubtful, you say, I don't know where God is. That's what it holds for. You know, Job taught us something. Job said, I look to the left, he ain't there. I look to my right, he ain't there. I check back, was he not there? I check from it. He said, but I know my Redeemer. Lord have mercy. I felt the Holy Ghost. When somebody said, but I know. I ain't got to believe it here. I said, I know that I know. I know that I know. And because I know that I know, my confidence in God. Anybody got confidence in God? Shout, my confidence in God replaces my fears. Yeah, verse number 18. The devil found you every day. He said, and this she did many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit. You know what happened when you get grieved? You know what happened when you get grieved in your spirit? When you get grieved in your spirit, this is what you say to yourself. You said, instead of being sick with it, I'm sick of it. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Look at your neighbor and say, you need to tell God, I ain't sick with it. I'm sick of it. Today this ends. Oh, I'm talking to the wrong church. Y'all, I don't know where y'all slept last night. Come on, say, I'm sick of it. Today this ends. So Paul said, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ. Wait a minute. Y'all act like that's foreign. I just told you that God gave you authority, not to cast in devils, but to cast the devil out. Come on, speak to your home right now. Speak to your finances. Speak to those things that are not moving. Speak to those things that the enemy tied up and say, I command now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord. No. Y'all acting like Presbyterians. I need somebody to rap back like David with his slingshot. Say, in the name of Jesus. Hey, in the name of Jesus. Now I want you to know what happened. The Bible said that same hour. So wait a minute. Now, if you did that, you did that in faith right now. Right now, that hour. Listen. You know what? I don't know who I'm talking to, but I hear papers shuffling in your favor. Somebody moving papers in your favor. They're moving papers in your favor. Papers are being moved in your favor because what was in the way just got out of the way because you stood on what you got authority. The king gave Joseph authority. God has given you authority that in my name you should cast out the devil. Not in the devil, cast the devil out. I'm sorry. The Lord just told me now. He told me there's somebody that really believed him. He said, right now you ought to give him a praise, because when you check, you're going to see the day right now. It happened this hour right now. Check your email. Check your text. Check your cameras at home. But God just made the devil come out of that situation. Let me finish my story. The Bible said in verse number 19, Because this is important, see. This is important. This is probably important. He said when her master saw that the hope of their gains were gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto rulers. In verse number 20, the Bible said, and brought them before the magistrates, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city. In verse number 21, and they teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither observed, being Romans. I got to tell y'all something. See, here's where you got to understand. Come on, say, I can do just what God said. Get the victory I want. And the devil come right back, trying to discourage me again. Trying to slow me up. I need somebody to say, I won't be deterred. Come on, I won't be. Come on, somebody. Y'all, come say, nothing can stop God. Nothing can stop God. And I have the greater one inside of me. Nothing stops God. I have the greater one inside of me. Nothing stops God. Are you ready for this? You are a representative. You are a representative of the kingdom of God and the power of God that lives inside of you. Exercise that authority. Exercise that. Verse 22. I gotta get on through this now. He said, and the multitude rose up together against them, and they did what? Everybody. I said everybody. In fact, demons multiply. Listen, they went out, but they came back what? Multiplied. That's biblical. They go out and they come back seven times worse. Amen. But the thing they got to find when they come back seven times worse is you just as faithful. You still look to the hills for which cometh your help. You trust in the name of God. Come on. I trust in Jesus. I trust in God. Come on. I trust in Jesus. I trust in God. He is my Savior. I thought y'all knew who he was. He is my Savior. He is my deliverer. He is my protector. He's my provider. And the Bible said they ripped their clothes off and commanded them to be beat. Look at verse number 23. They got their clothes got ripped off. They were beat. And verse 23 said, and when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Come on, say they were beaten. And they were naked. And they were thrown in a shut up place. Let me tell you what happened. See, here's what they had a mind that sometimes we don't get. And that is this. They got a mind that said, the enemy just sat on me, but it didn't hurt me. Lord, what you mean it didn't hurt you? Why? God said I wouldn't let them put no more on you. It ain't a song, y'all. It's a promise. Come on, say it. They did just enough to get me more anointed. They did just enough to ooze the anointing out of me. They did just enough to make me want to get up, decree, and declare. The Bible said in verse 25, watch this. I got to get out of here. He said, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. Wait a minute. Come on, say, you done just enough to make me pray some more. You done just enough to make me pray some more. Come on, say, neighbor, help me. I feel like singing. I feel like praying. I feel like decreeing. I feel like declaring. The Lord is with me. The Lord will hear me. The Lord. Hold on. I just heard God say something. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, get ready for the great escape. The great escape. Come on, say, we ready to commit the great escape. I know you thought we was going to be here longer. I know you thought we'd be oppressed. I know you thought we want to quit. I know you thought we want to throw in the towel. But get ready. There's a great escape. An accelerated exit. An accelerated exit is getting ready to happen. Because I'm going to sing. I'm going to pray. And I'm going to decree. Open. Come and say, all doors open. All doors open. Time. God is accelerating. God is bringing acceleration. God's favor, His presence is bringing acceleration in your life right now. Verse number 26. I don't even know how I got here. He said, and suddenly, everybody say suddenly. Come on, say, get ready, get ready. Come on, say, get ready. Acceleration brings suddenness. Acceleration brings suddenness. Acceleration brings suddenness. Acceleration brings suddenness. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready for suddenly. Get ready. Suddenly, hey, hey, tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, this place, get ready to shake. This place, get ready to shake. This sickness, get ready to shake. Poverty, get ready to shake. Disturbances, get ready to shake. Foundations are breaking. Generation curses are breaking. Strongholds are breaking. You use these words, say supernatural anointing is breaking foundations. Supernatural anointing is loosening bands. Everything that had you bound got to turn you loose right now. Everything got you bound got to turn you loose right now. Everything that had you bound got to turn you loose right now. Everything that got your money bound got to turn it. Oh my God, I see bands coming off $100 bills. I see bands coming off $100 bills. Everything you bound got to turn loose right now in the name of Jesus. Yes. My God, in Jesus' name. Somebody tell the Lord thank you. Tell the Lord thank you. That was the great escape of Paul and Silas at an accelerated place. I just heard something. God said there's a removal. of every hindrance. That's a removal of every obstacle. That's a removal of every delay. Every spiritual hindrance are broken and removed. I want you to say every spiritual hindrance. You know why we're saying spiritual? Because that's stuff you can't see with your natural eyes. Oh my God, listen. That means you don't know the devil's behind your heart condition. You don't know the devil's behind your liver condition. You don't know the devil's behind your lung condition. But God said every spiritual hindrance. Every spiritual hindrance that your eyes cannot see has just been released from your life in the name of Jesus. Come on, say in the name of Jesus. Every door that the enemy holds and you can't see the enemy with his foot on that door, God said he just been removed now in the name of Jesus. Somebody scream in this house. Sacrifice that praise. See, acceleration ensures God's plans and promises are fulfilled even after a setback. Paul had a setback. I need you to call it just what it is. Say, I ain't having nothing but a setback. But God already planned my comeback right now. And it's going to be an accelerated place. In fact, I'm not making up time. I'm just going to be moving a little faster than time expected. Time did not expect to see what God has got to do for me. Come on, say, time could never expect to see what God is about to do for me. My setback just became my greatest comeback. I promise out of this church that this church is going to come back right now. I prophesy to every person under the sound of my voice that your finances is on a fast track to come back. That favor is opening doors for you. Favor is accelerating opportunity to you. Favor is bringing blessing to you. Favor is bringing blessing. Favor is bringing healing right now. Come on, step into the spirit world and thank God for your healing. Look at your situation. Look at it now and decree healing. Look at it now and decree healing. Look at it now and decree breakthrough. Look at it now, right now, right now. It's happening now. I'm going to tell you how your comeback going to happen. Your comeback going to happen like this. In fact, go ahead and decrease. I'm going to have a supernatural comeback. Come on, say, watch me now. Watch me now. Come on, say, if you can see me, watch me. Because I'm going to have a supernatural comeback from my setback. Look at 1 Kings 18 and 46 right quick. In 1 Kings 18 and 46, I feel the Holy Ghost. My God, something's happening in this room right now. Something's happening amongst your lives right now. Something supernatural just took place and we have a breakthrough for you right now. Since you ain't sure, give God an expectation praise for it right now. Give it, I expect it to be me right now. The Bible said in 1 Kings 18 and 46, he said, then the Lord gave special strength. Yeah, I like that. And the hand of the Lord was upon, what's your name? The hand of the Lord was upon. The hand of the Lord is upon. Put your name in. Where the hand of the Lord at, Doc? Where the hand of the Lord at? Where the hand of the Lord at? Where the hand of the Lord at, Parker? Parker, where the hand of the Lord at? Put it in the New Living Translation. I want you to know what it means to have the hand of the Lord on you. God gave you special strength. Come on, say, I got special strength for this. Come on, say, the hand of the Lord on me. He giving me special strength. And I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody here turned my message this morning. God wants you to hear this. So say, the hand of the Lord is upon me. He's giving me special strength. And watch it. So I'm getting ready to tuck my cloak, tighten my belt, and I'm going to run like I ain't never ran before. I'm going to move at a pace I ain't never moved at. I'm getting ready to excel at a rate I ain't never excelled at. I'm going beyond human capability. Hey! You better shout something in here. I don't want you to miss this, man. See, God said it's not going to be by natural means. No man could out. You can't outrun a horse, not on your own. You can't outrun a horse, not on your own. You can't outrun a lie, not on your own. Oh, Lord have mercy. You can't outrun the sickness the enemy trying to put on you right on your own. But the Lord gave me. The Lord gave me. Yeah. I would say there's a special anointing come upon your home. You know, I taught you a long time ago from Joshua 4:24, that when the hand of God is on you, there's supernatural ability, there's supernatural provisions. Lord have mercy. There's supernatural protection. Yeah. And there's a GPS sitting putting inside of you. In other words, God tell you, turn here, turn there. Nobody understood how you could make that turn at 90 miles an hour. That's called supernatural. Nobody understands how you went from low to up. That's supernatural. Nobody understands how your finances turned around. It's supernatural. Nobody understands how you went from sick to well. That's supernatural. Nobody understands how your heartbeat is irregular and now beats regular. That's supernatural. In May. No, July, I was in Pennsylvania. Neela Johnson, Bishop Johnson's wife, mother, was sick. They said her heartbeat was beating like 16%, really low, probably lower than that. I'm just going to be modest and say 16%. And they were just giving her no much time to live. She ain't going to. They won't do this operation, open the heart up, break a ribs, all that stuff. And because she wasn't going for all that. And she said, yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I'll feel no evil, for the Lord is with me. Yeah. Well, she went back to the doctor last week. So, needless to say, that was July, August, September. A supernatural anointing fell on her. Because the heart that was beating at like below 20 is now beating at 55. Okay. Y'all ain't ready for this. Y'all ain't ready. Anybody ready for a miracle? Anybody ready? Then shout, the good hand of God's upon me. Come on, shout the good hand. I couldn't think of Wallace's name for nothing. I tried to think of Wallace's name all night. No, I couldn't think of Wallace's name. Do me a favor. Come on and stand by your sister right quick. Mother, give her a little room. Give her a little room. Get over here by your sister right quick. Grab your sister by the hand. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel like a miracle. Grab your sister by the hand. Come on, say, girl, let's run. Let's outrun this sickness. Let's outrun this sickness to God. Shabba shabba shabba. Somebody give up a shadow. We're going to outrun this. The Holy Ghost is on us. We're running at a supernatural pace. We're moving at a supernatural pace. Something human body can't. God's hand of favor and empowerment. Come on, say, God's hand of favor and empowerment is upon my life. God gave Elijah supernatural acceleration. God giving you supernatural acceleration. God giving you supernatural acceleration. Lexus, this may sound like a long time, but I heard 9 weeks. In 9 weeks, God's going to put you in a place where your supernatural start to accelerate. It's something you didn't even know you could do it. You're just going to accelerate it. All of a sudden, you're going to be for this level, and all of a sudden, you're going to be accelerating at something you didn't even know you can do. And what I don't see $5, $10. I see hundreds of dollars coming your way. I mean, by the month, you know. And that may not sound that much, but, you know, when you're a teacher, you know, everything helps. You know, you're going to step into supernatural acceleration. Give God praise for that. I just heard the Lord say that. I ain't got to be fast. I just heard what it said. It's up to you to put your hand to something. And God said, I'll bless what you put your hands to. I bless. Oh. In fact, God said, think of yourself in 2 Kings, the 4th chapter, there's a widow woman there. And she had nothing. Everybody said she had nothing. But everything she needed for supernatural acceleration was already in the house. Everything you need for supernatural acceleration that God can put is already in you. Ah, yeah. Come and say, Lord, help me discover. Lift your hands and say, Lord, help me discover what you put inside of me that you want to accelerate right now for your glory. Every time she raises up any complaint, you look at her and say, ask God to help you discover what he put inside of you. A supernatural acceleration. That's Shabbat. Come on, say, Lord, help me. Help me discover what you put inside of me for supernatural acceleration. Teresa is in you. It's in you. Oh, my God, it's in you. I got Teresa, stir up the gift. Everybody shout, stand up. It's in you, stand up. It's in you, stand up. It's in you, stand up. I prophesy as the Lord give me power to do so. I decree that once you tap into it, the favor that God gives you is going to take you further, faster than human effort ever could. All the human effort in the world can't do what God's supernatural acceleration can really do in your life right now, this moment. It's happening with many of you right now as you begin to examine yourself before God and decree, I am the just and I live by faith. I have the favor of God on my life. The favor of God is on my life. The favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you something. Elijah's speed was so supernatural and divinely imparted as he ran from Mount Carmel to Jezreel faster than King Ahab's chariot. He covered approximately, listen, he covered 17 miles. 17 miles in a distance that would have been significant feat for a horse to do. My God, the Bible describes this as a hand of the Lord being upon him, giving him strength and speed to outrun the royal chariot. I'm decreeing to you, oh my God, that there's strength and there's speed and anointing and favor on your life to outrun any enemy that can hold up any progress, lock any doors, shut you out of any opportunities. Come on, the favor of God is on your life today for the supernatural. This didn't go to where I needed it to go. But give me John 6th chapter and give me verse number 49. John 6th chapter. Didn't go to where I wanted it to go, but this is where the Lord told me to do, and I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. And I ain't going to make him do nothing he don't want to do. I'm just going to work with the God. Come on, say, work with him. That's the one thing you learn to do by faith. You learn to work with God. And that's why it starts off a yielded heart. I didn't get to yield the hard part. But you know I'll come back and take time and stand flat-footed and teach it. But come on, say, I'm yielding my heart to God. The Bible says, Jesus said, your ancestors ate manna in the wilderness, but they all died. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. They ate manna in the wilderness, but they all died. Watch this. Guess this is what God's well said. Your forefathers have eaten from the favor of the Lord, but they died. And they died in unbelief. They died because they still refused to believe him. You now are now given manna from heaven. The word that God gave you is manna from heaven. The idea of giving that word is to satisfy what God wants to do in your life. And your desires now are desires of God. They're not desires of the world. So since you have desires of God, God gives you manna. He gives you manna. Only this time you will not die. You will live and recover all. You will live and recover all. You will live and recover all. This is not my mess. Go to verse number 50. Verse 50 says, watch this. Anyone who eats this bread from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread from heaven, Loretta, will never suffer a cessation of favor, a cessation of doors opening, a cessation of a blessings overtaking you and running you down. This ain't a seasonal thing. My God, this is a contract for life. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. My God, would you tell your daughter right there, tell your daughter right now, say, God gonna do this for life. This ain't a season for you. Anybody tell you this is a season, they're a liar. The hand of God is on you. The hand of God is on you. Doors will always open you. Favor will always come your way. Somebody scream, because I feel something. I tell you, I feel something right now. Favor will always be there for you. Why is it always there? Because this word came from heaven. Come on, I receive the word from heaven today. And that word will never die. So watch this. It don't matter how much your boat is rocking. It don't matter how it storm you in. It don't matter what situation you're occurring in your life right now. It does not matter. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Number 51, watch this. This is what it said. He said, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever. And this bread which I offer, oh Lord, this bread which I offer so the world may live. So this bread which I will offer so the world may live is my flesh. God said, I give myself so you can live. Come and say, I'm going to live. Y'all don't want to talk. I'm going to live because I received the word of God. And the word is in my heart. The word is in my heart. The word is in my heart. My God. Now go to 21. Well, I consume this up for you right there. So it don't matter about your situation. Say, it don't matter what's going on. Don't matter what I've gone through. John 6:21. It don't matter what I suffered. Here's the word of the Lord for me right here. He said, then they were eager to let him in the boat. And immediately, they left the storm. Y'all don't know about the storm. They were in a storm. They was wondering why Jesus was sleeping while they was in the storm. Come and say, immediately, we let that word in our lives. And immediately, wait a minute, I was glad to receive the word. All right, you got that word, you received that. Give God praise because you're glad about that word. You glad about the word you had. You tired about storms. You tired about rowing. You tired about swaying. You tired about being did up and down. Up one day and down the next. Come as I receive the word. And immediately, I'm at my destination. And immediately, God has accelerated my breakthrough. Immediately, God has accelerated my healing. Immediately, God has accelerated his blessings in my life. Beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God, right? And the word became flesh. So when you receive the word, how many of y'all received the word today? You gotta receive the word. It didn't go to where I wanted to, it's just where the Holy Ghost said go. How many of y'all received the word this morning? Did you receive the word? I want you to praise God for the word you received. If you believe it, praise him for it. You got a pretty good word. Praise him for that word. Praise him for your word. Praise him for that word. Praise him for that word. Watch this. God, you praise him. And you glad about it? The Bible said, what should take hours of rowing was accomplished in the innings. What you could have been doing the hoopalette to get to. You could have been doing the hoopalette to get there. You could have been jogging. Listen, you could have been medicated. You could have been under sedation. But God stepped in. God stepped in. God stepped in. Welcome to your destination. Welcome to your healing. Welcome to your breakthrough. Welcome to extended finances. Welcome to extended finances. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Welcome to your new automobile. Welcome to your new automobile. God working favor for you right now. You ain't bagging and boasting, and I ain't getaway cars, but somebody need one, and God said, welcome. Give God praise now. Give God praise now. I know you don't understand this, but do y'all welcome? Do y'all watch Star Trek every now and then? Beam me up, Scott. God said, I just transported you to your destiny. Something wrong with Zion. Yeah. You just got transported beyond your abilities. You just got transported beyond your understanding. You just got transported. Lavelle, do me a favor. Get up for a moment. Walk around this. I want you to walk all the way around this sanctuary. And when you walk, I just want to say the favor of God's on me. Just keep walking. Say the favor of God is on my life. Don't complain. Don't worry about what's up. The favor of God is on your life. Just keep walking. Walk in and out of favor. In and out of favor. All your life. That's the word. All your life, the favor of God. All my life, the favor of God is on my shop. The favor of God. The favor of God. Hey. Sis, walk with your husband. Say, my husband's healed by the stripes of Jesus. My husband's healed by the stripes of Jesus. Come on. Come on. I'm healed by the stripes. You just walked in. You've been transported beyond human ability. You've been transported into the supernatural favor of God. Whatever your needs are that will glorify God, walk into it right now. Walk into it right now. You've been transported. Walk into it right now. Put those hands together and praise the Lord. I feel the Holy Spirit today. I read Joshua 10 chapter for you. Let me not ignore it. Let me just say this to you about 10 chapter. Israel was in a battle that they could not win in normal time. We can lose money sometime and cannot earn it back in normal time. We can lose opportunities and sometime cannot find new ones. But when time passes, it's still not gone forever. At least what the natural man thinks. But God we serve is not limited by clocks or calendars. In Joshua 10, Israel was in a battle they could not win in normal time. Joshua prayed, and God called the sun to stand still. The Bible said there's never been a day like it before or since when the Lord listened to man. Joshua 10 and 14 said, in other words, God extended time and accelerated victory because his favor on Joshua. That doesn't mean that God will not extend time and favor for you. It means he won't do it like that. But he got a plan that's just right for your life. Yeah. So I want to declare today to you today, God can and has this moment accelerate your destiny. He's redeeming lost years. God is compressing decades. Listen. In today's. He's opening doors for you, and can't no man stick his foot in it and keep it closed. His favor isn't random. It responds to the posture of your heart and the principles of His word. And as you respond in your heart, a yielded heart is afforded to you to see the manifestation of every word of promise that God has spoken over your life. I want you to stand on your feet all over the sanctuary. Glory to Jesus. And just lift your hands. Mighty and majestic one.
Covenant keeping God.
Say it to yourself, Yahweh,
a covenant.
said, everybody said, you're going to need these words. You are.
You are the covenant keeping God.
The Hebrews called him Yahweh.
Yeah. Yahweh, the covenant keeping God.
Oh, Yahweh, a covenant keeping God. Yahweh,
Yahweh, the covenant keeping God.
You are Yahweh.
Yahweh, the covenant keeping God.
The sun shall smite me, and the moon it will not hurt me. The Lord is my anchor. The Lord is my shepherd.
Just put your hands up and wave them in there. Don't go dead.
No one won't smite me, and the moon it will not hurt me. The storm won't sink.
You got to learn how to worship, darling. It's your worship to back the devil up.
The sun won't smite me, and the moon it will not hurt me. The storm won't sink. The Lord is my anchor. The sun
won't smite me.
The moon it will not hurt me. The flood won't see me. The Lord is my anchor.
You are, yeah.
You are a covenant keeping God.
Yahweh,
Yahweh, the covenant keeping God.
You are
the covenant.
You gotta learn how to worship him, I promise you.
You are the covenant keeping God.
The Hebrews called him Yahweh.
Yahweh, the covenant keeping God.
You are Yahweh.
Yahweh, the covenant keeping God.
Yahweh, you are
Yahweh, the covenant keeping God.
The covenant keeping God. Come on, I want you to give God a praise and keep it. Come on, give him praise and keep it covenant with you. He always keeps his promises. Tell your man, say, God always keeps his word. I heard the word today, and God will keep that word. I heard the word, and God will keep that word. Even if I'm not faithful, God will keep his word. Even if I come short, God will keep his word.
Smite me, and the moon it will not hurt me. The flood won't sweep me. The Lord is my anchor.
The sun will not smite me,
and the moon it will not hurt me.
The flood
won't sweep me.
The flood won't sweep me. The Lord is my anchor.
One more time. The sun won't smite me.
And the moon it will not hurt me.
The flood won't sweep me. The Lord is my anchor.
'Cause you are a covenant keeping God.
Everybody wave your hands. Worship my God.
You are a covenant-keeping God.
Yahweh,
the covenant-keeping God.
slept in my nighttime last night. And I thought I was making up a song. Apparently I heard it sometime. It was in my subconscious. But I was in, you are a covenant keeping God. And I just kept walking and singing that song. And the more I sing that, sung that song, the lighter my concerns got. My fears went away. Pain went away. Lord have mercy. Because I acknowledged something about God. God like it when we boast on him. Come on, say, Lord, I just want to boast on you. You always keep your covenant. You always keep your covenant. You always keep your covenant. Come on, you always keep your covenant. Somebody shout, God, you always keep your covenant. Even when I come short on mine, you are covenant keeping God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for your word today. You sent your word, Father, and we're embracing God's favor for acceleration. We leave this place with that in our mind, that everything that was against us has just accelerated into our testimony. Everything that was against us just accelerated into a testimony for us. The process was so fast. It was so quick. Every plan the enemy had just got defeated. We never even went to war and it got defeated. Every sickness got healed and it wasn't even, it wasn't even diagnosed. God just healed you without a diagnosis of a sickness. Give him praise for it right now. Just trust me and give him praise. He just healed you of a sickness, not even diagnosed. Right now today. Shout, the sun will not smite me. You why you come to church so much. So say this, say, this sanctuary is my place of miracles. If I can just get to this sanctuary, I'll experience miracles. I don't care what it is, I would experience miracles. God will bring favor to accelerate my situation if I can just get to the sanctuary. Come on, look, I'm telling you, it becomes what you decree. I'm decreeing that this sanctuary is my place of miracles. Hallelujah. Get me to the sanctuary. There was a man for years went to a pool called Bethesda just to get in the water. My God, he had to wait. I can come here anytime. Come on, I can come here anytime. What's in this sanctuary is greater than what was at the pool of Bethesda. There's something greater. That's enough for me and that's enough for you, and we ain't got to take our turn. God will heal us all at one time. I decree this sanctuary is my place of miracles. The sun can't hurt me. The moon can't hurt me. The floods can't hurt me. I'm anchored by Jesus. I step in, every time I come in here, I walk into a covenant with God about my health, about my finances, about my future. I'm under a covenant saving God. I decree that over your life. I decree that in this house. This sanctuary can never be used for nothing but worship. It can't contain nothing but worship. Nothing but things that glorify God. Nothing but things that bring honor to God. Dead or alive, I decree nothing by covenant can prevail here that don't glorify God. Dead or alive, I decree nothing can prevail here that don't glorify God. In Jesus' name, silly with praise now, y'all. Silly with praise, silly with praise, silly with praise. Before you go to your doctor's appointment, tell them,